it's going to start at Smith Vocational High School, and it's going to march up Main Street and down and finish at the Elks down on Spring Street.
I understand that there have been some changes made because it is the 150th.
Well, it's going to be a lot longer to begin with, and there's a lot more entertainment. They've got 10 or 12 bands coming, about the same number of floats. And the U.S. Army Band will be here, the 250th Army Band. U.S. Navy Drill Team will be here. They have a F-15 flyover at 1:30. So, yeah, it's going to be quite the parade. Yeah, it's big. A lot of work has gone into it. There's been a lot of people on the committee who's done really good work. I was very impressed with how the committee came together. So.
And you expect some dignitaries as well?
Well, we've got the Keefe family. There's a father and two sons that are all generals. They're Florence people. So, you know, those are our personal heroes. And our congressman will be here, and pretty much all the elected officials.
And for the public, what are some of the better viewing spots for this parade?
Well, I'd say the best spot's right in the center of Florence. There will be a PA system in announcing everything that's coming up the street. So you could bring the family up. There's nice restaurants up here, have a dinner, and wait for the parade. Make a good day of it.
For people not familiar with Florence, tell folks a little bit about Florence. It's a part of Northampton, correct?
It's a village. Yes, it's part of Northampton. It's a separate village, but it's right on Route 9. You come through Northampton, and 3 miles later, you're going to run into Florence. We're not hard to find, and there's plenty of off-street parking in around the center of town. So,
what time would you advise folks to show up?
I'd say probably around noontime would be early enough.
And
the parade starts from Smith at 1, so it would probably be like 1:20 when it hits the center of town. But
afterwards, is there a speaking program?
There's a 10 o'clock in the morning program at the cemetery, a short one. And after the parade down at the Elks, there is a more formal program at 3 o'clock. Well, when the parade's over. At 3 o'clock, there's a national memorial moment of silence. So if the parade's still going on, everything stops for that moment. But, yes, after the parade, there is a formal program down at the Elks. And General Keefe will be the main speaker, I guess.
And General Keefe, he's the Adjutant General of the Massachusetts National Guard.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, Gary Keefe. Yeah.
Right. You're a small business owner. You own a barbershop in Florence. How did you get involved with the parade? Is this the first year you've done this?
It's the first year I've worked on the Memorial Day parade, but I've been working on parades for 30 years. That was part of the Holyoke Parade Committee for over 25 years. I run the holiday parade in Florence for probably 25 years, and I did coordinate the 350th celebration parade back in 2004 in Northampton. That was a huge parade. That one we had 32 bands and 45 floats.
So you're the parade go-to person.
It seems to be.
Oh, what's this parade mean to Northampton, to Florence, to you personally? What's the significance of this year's 150th parade?
Well, most of the people that you talk to, the Florence people, say I've never missed a parade. They've been coming since they've been little kids, and it's you see the same people and they're very same spot year after year. I've marched in it several times, and I've also watched it several times, but you know exactly where this family is going to be or that family is going to be. And, it's a tradition that goes back to when we were all kids here.